Evan, what the fuck did I tell you about referencing Game Grumps?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Hello!
Hi.
We're doing the thing. We're just a couple of fuck faces
We're doing a gameplay, but you can't see the game.
Yeah, so you're just gonna listen to our voice. Our lovely, sexy voice.
Yes, our lovely, sexy voice is dad.
That's what I say about that.
Whatever, homo.
Oh shit, you got we're playing Infamous Second Son currently.
Yeah.
Anyway, were we saying about fucking Game Grumps?
Oh, nothing. This guy's turning.
Thing we try to knock off.
This guy's turning into bloody semen.
Oh, you're not. You ain't wrong.
Yeah.
The bloodiest semen.
At least it looks like bloody semen. No, don't make it stop. This is actually really cool, bitch. No, you don't. You don't need anybody.
Why was that funny?
It wasn't.
Should I tell them the story?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Okay, just don't go too into detail, because I cried last time.
All into detail. All of it. Every detail that is to be told.
Oh, by the way, I was crying of laughter.
Mm.
Laughter warning in Kobe.
So, press and hold the touchpad. Basically,
oh, dear God.
I was having a big old nightmare. I finally got my class ring. I found it. I got my class ring.
Nice.
And it's actually really nice, and I would think so as well.
Yeah, but it's beautiful, like your asshole.
That's the other thing I said was, I was like, what was it that I said? I was like, do you want to see my ass ring or my asshole or something like that?
No, you said, what did you say? You said,
I think that's what I said.
No, you said, like, do you want to see my ass ring or my butthole?
Oh, yeah. In my butthole, not...
In my butthole, yeah. There's a bioterrorist.
No, okay, back to the story. I woke up, I had a nightmare, and, like, my pee-pee was having a hard time sticking up, right? It was, like, 100% the softest I've ever been. Like, I could probably, like...
It's like that one really salty fry you get from McDonald's.
It was even softer. It was more like gummy worm.
Oh, my God.
It was like,
oh, my God, really?
It was softer than a goddamn gummy worm. Like, that's how soft I was in my dream.
Okay, this is more detail than you put into whatever you told me.
I know. Like, that's how flaccid I was. Oof. And... Then, like, I was, like, I was gonna touch my pee-pee, right? So, like, I was, like, well, all I got is this class ring, you know? And I, like, slid it right onto the pee-pee, and it, like, fit on there just right.
Okay, but why was that your first instinct?
Because my pee-pee wasn't hard, and I wanted to touch myself. But then after, like, a few minutes, I still wasn't, like, finished, and, like...
I needed to simulate the vagaga.
So I stuck my pee-pee in my friend's butthole. No, I'm fine.
Okay.
But, no. Fuck. Oh. And, like, my pee-pee was getting, like, red on, like, it was, like, almost purple.
Looks like a rat that got skinned.
But I'm not there yet. And I was like, okay, this is starting to hurt my pee-pee because of all the blood that's trapped in there. I'm gonna try and take off this pee-pee ring. And I was like, I, like, twisted, and it was like, it, like, twisted the skin over my pee-pee. And, like, it, like, really hurt. And I, like finally just went for it. I, like, gritted my teeth and, like, yoinked it off. And I'm like, ooh, that was the, glad I got that off. But then I look at the ring and, like, my entire, like...
Your entire foreskin.
Stop, not my foreskin, Evan. This is my story, not yours. So you know how, like, a human has, like, their skin and then their muscular system? It was, like, the pee-pee's muscular system. Like, it was like that, and, like, I felt every little breeze.
I could bench, like, 10 pounds of my pee-pee.
Good to know. I felt every goddamn breeze, and, like, there's undeniable pain. Like, I could only imagine in my dreams the pain that my pee-pee had felt.
It's like that one scene from Tenacious D whenever they're doing push-ups with their dicks.
Yeah, right, right.
Turning off lasers with your dick.
Dude, that's a good-ass song. Don't. We can't sing it, but that's a good-ass song.
Yeah, because... Woo.
Don't at me till I had my morning cough.
But listen. If I were to get copyright claimed by anybody, it would have to be Jack Black, okay?
I feel you. Go for it. Sing it. No, I'm fine.
Yes. Tribute. Oh, dude, that's a good-ass song.
That's not a tribute.
Hey.
Ah!
Hey, if you ever forget the name of a song, just record yourself singing it and put it on YouTube, and then it'll get copyright claimed, so then you'll know.
Or if, like, you forget exactly how the song went, you just sing what you think how it went on YouTube, and then you'll be able to know.
Yeah.
If it gets copyright claimed, you know.
Copyright.
Yes.
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 Yeah. You know, do you watch Mr. Beast?
No.
No?
No.
Do you know what he does?
What'd he do?
Okay, so he does, like, the opposite of flexing.
I love that, actually.
So they're, like, he does these challenge videos for his friends, alright? So mm-hmm. he challenges his friends to do something, and they'll win something.
Yeah.
The last one that I saw recently was, oh, that's gay. the one that I saw recently was, the last one to leave the Tesla is the one that gets the Tesla. Alright?
Oh, so they would sit in the car for, like, days on end.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, people, there's actual content. I participated in one once. I'll tell you about it after you're done. Go for it.
They didn't even, like, get bathroom breaks. They got a bucket, and they, like, had to sit outside of the car and take a shit in the bucket.
Continue your story. Go quick.
Because
I have something to get into with that.
Okay. The funny thing is, that's not what he started off doing. Because, like, I watched him before it got, like, really big. I don't mean to sound like a hipster.
Right.
But yeah.
Wow, you sure do sound like a 90s punk rock kid right now.
I
like Green Day before they were Green Day.
I liked Green Day before they were cool. Yeah. But yeah, I used to watch him before he was popular.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite series that he did was, cringy YouTube intros.
You have to beat him. Punch him in the gib gab.
Oh, I need to fuck his asshole. That's what I need to do.
Yeah, alright.
But, like, he used to make these videos where he would just, like, watch...
Review cringy-ass intros. Yes. I feel you.
A lot of them were paper intros where it was just a kid holding up a piece of paper drawing, light-ass pencil where you can't read it.
Yes.
So, basically, it looks like some, like, faggot-ass kid, like, holding a piece of paper, singing, and janking around.
Janking?
Yes, janking around.
Is that it?
If you don't... Yeah, that's it. That's all he did. He actually counted to, what was it? It was 300,000?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, whenever he started getting popular and getting, like, a lot of ad revenue,
mm-hmm.
he started, like, doing all of these challenges and, like, buying his friends stuff. Mm. Like, one video, he destroyed his friend's car and bought a new one for him.
Wow, that's how you know you have a fuck shit ton of money.
Yeah.
Because if you could just, like... destroy a friend's car and then just buy them a new one right off the bat without like any saving time. You know you have fuck shit money. You know Daft Punk, right? You like Daft Punk.
Oh, I fucking love Daft Punk.
Same, bro. Daft Punk is shit. Shout out to my boys, Daft and Punk. Because no one knows their real names. Like, I don't think they've ever shown their face. They have so much.
I know,
like,
one of them is Guy Manuel. I forgot who the other one was.
Right.
But they're French.
I never know. Yeah, they're French boys. I knew that. Yeah, but, like, they keep the mask on.
I wonder if they like French fries.
I doubt they like American fries. Like, American fries. Not good.
You know, American fries are French fries?
No. Those are French fries.
If it says French, it's not French. French toast? No.
That's American.
That's American.
You
seem nervous.
I'm not! Runs away.
I'm nervous!
What a bitch. Augustine, you're just a bitch.
Yes, what the hell?
Oh, I'm gonna go... Anyway, Daft Punk has so much... I have two stories. Daft Punk has so much fucking, like, I don't care what to do with this money. I forget what that's called.
Fuck you money?
Yeah, basically fuck you money. They have so much fuck you money that, like, they, you know the cameo they have in Tron where they're like... You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Like, the Disney... They
did the entire soundtrack for that movie.
Right, yeah. It's so good. And, like, that movie's
so
ass. But when you listen to the soundtrack, it's just like, ooh.
Ooh, yeah. Like, D-Rez.
Like, all Disney... Disney was like...
Do you want to make a soundtrack for us? And they're like, We will pay you
as long as... We will pay you, but under one more condition. We get to be in the movie for one cameo. And they're like... Of course, go for it. Like,
it's like, listen, that's just better publicity for us.
Right. If they pay us, yeah, let's go for it. Yeah. And, like, they get to do shit like that all the... Oh, okay. They get to do shit like that all the fucking time.
Yeah,
and, like,
it's great.
They're lovely, like...
Yeah, they're great.
And, like, that's just, like, they're one of those people, like, who can, like, destroy a friend's car and then buy, like, a brand new Lambo. And...
Yeah, do you know how they got their name?
No.
It is the most, like, fuck you story of all time. I love it.
Tell me.
So, whenever they were first trying to go for a record deal, they showed their music to the record company. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whenever, like, you get turned down for, like, something professional, how they try to be nice about it, but it basically boils down to fuck you?
Yeah.
Basically, what they did was they said, we will not accept your band as it would be, it would most likely be a Daft Punky experience.
Oh, Daft and comma it, Punky.
Yeah, and it will never succeed. And so,
Daft Punk.
And so they decided to go with another record company, they got successful, and then they were like, hey.
Fuck you.
Yeah, so hey, fuck you. Our band is gonna be called Daft Punk.
And then they got so much fuck you money. Like
yeah, and then they got so much fuck you money. It's great, I love it.
Dude, it's like the Daft Punk boys just like do like a shrine get jump, you know, like from Super Mario Sunshine.
Yes.
Like jump up like with the shrine. yeah, and it's like fucking publicity get or some shit like
publicity get.
No, it's like the name of the band. It's like name of the band get. Like,
yes. I love their music too.
They're really good. I still have a story. One more, and this is it. And then you can tell me whatever you're gonna
say. Okay.
Earlier, whatever you want to do, sacrifice or turn. No, you goop. Okay.
No, listen. I don't want to be evil. Okay.
You faggot.
Hey.
Anyway.
That hurt my asshole.
Good. So you mentioned something about the challenge video with him putting his friends in the car, and whoever leaves last gets the car. I participated in one of those. Actually, relatively recently.
Did you win?
No, I was out of the car, you dumb piece of fuckery. So, basically, my mom was like, she bought the tickets, and then she realized she has claustrophobia. It was a, it's actually the car my mom has now. It was a Dodge Hellcat, and it's fucking nice as hell.
That's a metal last name.
Hmm?
That is a metal name. Hellcat?
Oh, yeah. Hellcat, hell yeah. But it was a Dodge Hellcat, and it was, like, really nice. This one was black, which I'd rather have the black one, because she has a white one now.
Oh.
But we, this was, like, in 2014. I don't know exactly, though. But...
Ah, shit. I drank too much Red Bait.
Oh, shit. I don't know when the car was made, though, so I don't want to say 2014. I know it was recently, though, like, only, like, at most 2 years ago.
14, 15?
Maybe, yeah.
That's some... 4 years, dude. It's 2019.
Fuck off. But
Fuck off.
Who's off? she was like, Gage, I'm claustrophobic. Here, you gotta do this for me.
And I don't think we ever said our names.
Oh, I thought I said in the beginning, hi, this is me and my boy. My name's Gage. I'm, like, really tired.
My name is Evan,
and I'm Gage.
Okay.
Well, yes, you said that already.
My name's Gage. And she was like, my mom was like, hey, Gage, you fat fuck, get in the damn car. And I was like,
but you're not fat, you're a beautiful boy.
That's gay. And I was just like, okay, Gage. Mom, right away, Mom.
Gage, listen, I really need you in my asshole right now.
Stop it. I got in the car. And there was only, like, four other people participating, but that makes sense because it was a 5-seat car.
Yes, pile 10 people in a 5-person car.
Trunks, everything, you know? Yes. So I just decided to, like, drink as least liquid as possible.
So you don't piss yourself?
Yeah, and we were allowed one bathroom break for every 24 hours. So, like, if we were in there for 24, or if we, the first bathroom break we get was right off the bat. Mm-hmm. And then if we stay another 24 hours, we get a bathroom break.
Okay,
and
how long did you last?
I'll tell you whenever, I'm not done with the details yet, okay?
Okay.
So, I sat in the front, like, the driver's side back, and I actually I wasn't that cramped, because I've been a small kid. I just need leg room, and the guy ahead of me didn't really need all that back room, so he just scooted up a seat for me. I'm like, I really appreciate that, my good sir.
He scoots it back, like, oh my god, dude, fuck you.
If you would have did that, just, like, if people would have been like that, like, try to get you pissed off enough to, like, leave, like, scoot their seat all the way back, giving me no leg room, because I'm lengthy, you know that, dude.
Yeah,
they don't know that.
Fuck.
Because, like, they on a phone. But, no, like, we were, like, sitting in the car, right, and my buddy was, like, or not my buddy, the guy sitting next to me, who I actually became really good friends with, was, like, bro, I just really want this Dodge Hellcat. And I was like, I think my mom wants this Dodge Hellcat. Like, and he was like, wait, you don't want it? And I was like, well, firstly, I'm not old enough to drive. Secondly, my mom just kind of threw me in this car and, like, said, participate. And, you know, it was really fun. It was, like, really fun. Right. How they chose passengers, there was a raffle. Right. And, like, my mom bought, like, 5 raffle tickets. And, like, she drew it, and she was, like, not expecting to win the raffle, so she sent me in. But one of the guys, that's why there was only 4, not 5, because the one guy who won a raffle wasn't at the entire place, which is pretty fucking gay. Loot sucks for him. I was in there. I slept most of the thing, so I don't, yeah. I think
that's how you win those things, is you just fucking sleep.
Bring a book, you know, they don't allow you to have your phone. They didn't allow me to have my phone.
Oh,
they
yeah, took totally.
I didn't have my phone. I didn't have a phone at the time, so, like, I was in foster care, but I was visiting with my mom. So, they were walking up to everyone, like, do you have a phone on you, sir? And she was like, yeah, here you go. And if you were caught with the phone, you get disqualified, which actually one person said they didn't have a phone. Turns out they did. It was, like, a teenage girl. And she got yeeted.
Of course it was a teenage girl.
Stereotypical, I know, but it was.
No, I don't have a phone.
It's like, you're a teenage girl, give me your fucking phone.
I prefer handwritten sentiments. And it's like, okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
That was a reference to Mall Cop.
Oh, yes, Mall Cop. I fucking love Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
Dude, Kevin James.
You see...
I'm not done!
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll tell my story when I read it on.
Alright, I'm almost done. Okay. And she got yeeted out of the car, like, really fast. They were like, come on, get out.
Then there were 4.
And then there were 3.
Oh, then
me, the guy sitting next to me, and the guy in front.
I thought there were 5 people.
There was going to be 5, but one wasn't there, remember? At the entire raffle, like, thing.
Yeah, okay.
He bought the raffle tickets, but he didn't show up.
Okay.
Which sucks for his gay ass. then there were 3. Then, like, I used my one bathroom break. By now, it's already 9 o'clock, and we had got there by, like, 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
To get good parking. And my mom went home. I was fitting to sleep in the fucking car for the night. And since I'm sitting in the back, I got all the room. I had, like, a whole, like, basically lay down space.
A whole ass seat.
Yeah, and, like, what I did, and it's cold in there. Like, I brought a jacket just in case. What they basically did is, like, they leaned their seat backs as far as possible so they can sleep. While I just laid on the seat, so that way my legs wouldn't get crushed, but I could also sleep too without them being uncomfortable or me being uncomfortable.
Okay, yeah.
So I spent the night in the goddamn car. This is a 15, no, I think I was like maybe 13, something like that, somewhere up there. 13-year-old kid sleeping at a goddamn raffle car inside of it with 2 other men that, yeah, I don't know, could butt fuck me right there for all I know. Seriously, bro. My mom ain't there. She went right on home.
She had faith.
Yeah, but I'd get butt fucked. And, like, there's a shotgun. I've never noticed that shotgun in the backseat.
Oh, yeah, take it. Shoot yourself. Yeah,
right?
I'm kidding.
Kurt Cobain yourself.
No, no.
No, no. Paige, no.
Stop.
This kid looks so grunge in this game. Like,
he does. He looks, like, totally grunge.
He's like the grungiest boy.
Dude, I'd fuck him. Like.
Yeah, I'd butt fuck him.
I'm not gay, by the way.
I woke up the next morning. I still haven't used my bathroom pass. I woke up the next morning. I went ahead and went because they give you food and drinks. There's like a mini fridge there. Deadass. And they're like, all I gotta do is roll down the window. And they're like, yeah, go, here's a drink. By the way, it's the middle of summer. I forgot to mention that. It is the middle of summer that this whole thing's going on. We are dying. So, like I said, I tried to drink as least water as possible or any beverage of any kind to not shit myself. But, like, I, like, woke up, I'm like, parched. And I was like, may I please, do you have any water? And they were like, yeah, here you go. And they, like, tossed it to me. I didn't catch it. So it fell on the ground, and I'm still, like, parched. And I'm like, I'm really fucking thirsty. If one of these motherfuckers don't walk over here... Because I, like, saw it drop, but he was in the middle of a conversation with a buddy. And, like, he walked over, picked it up, and he was like, here you go. And I was like, thank Jesus. And I chugged the whole thing. About an hour and a half later, after he used the restroom. I'm good with that. And I went in the restroom. And then one of the other guys get yeeted out because he tried to sneak 2 bathroom breaks. But they were keeping track because they had cameras.
Yeah, that's a big old no-no.
Yeah, and they yeeted him. So then there were 2. Me and this other guy were, like, talking about, like, how we got into the situation. The guy was like, hey, "What's up?" I said, and he was like, "Hey," you know. He was like,
"What's up?"
He was like, "How'd you get in a situation, kid?" I was like, "Well, my mom won the raffle thing, but she's really claustrophobic, so she yeeted me into here." I obviously didn't say yeeted, because that wasn't a thing then, but
yeah.
She put me in the thing instead of herself, and she was like, "How old are you?" And I was like, I said however old I was at the time. Like I said, I don't remember off the top of my head. And he was like, I was like, "I'm that age." And he was like, "Really? You're that young?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Well, I'm 39. And, like, I think I really want this car. And I don't think your mom needs it because, like, you didn't even, like, she didn't even want to get in the car. So why should she want it?" And eventually he got into my head enough to where I was like, "You know what? Maybe you're fucking right." And then I was like, "Okay, I'll get out." And I got out like a dumb motherfucker. So I stayed.
He played you like a goddamn fiddle.
He did. He was like, "Haha, fucker." And he like started the engine. They tossed him the keys. He started the engine like, did donuts and shit. I was obviously away from the car by then. But
you're just like, "Well, I'm fucked." Like, my mom was
really, actually, for once in her life, proud of me. Because she was like, "Gage, you spent the night in a car with two or three older men."
It's like, "Yeah, thanks to you, where would I go if I got out? Like,
what would I be
you
doing?
You left.
You left me. You.
Mother.
Your arrogance.
In your arrogance.
Do it.
Mm. Hang on, my voice is fucked. Do it.
No.
Do it.
I got home. Actually, I didn't have a phone to call my mom. So I just sat in the parking lot for a few hours. My mom's like a big sleeping in person. Like, she's always been that one to sleep in till like 12:30, you know. You gotta drink some smoke. You gotta give it the good old suck.
Okay, here's the good old suck. There we go.
Fuck you.
There you go.
We want a wall too.
Fuck hang on, do you know where the other chips are? Looks
what?
Like right here.
Yeah, the what are?
Blast shards or whatever.
Yeah, you'll find out whenever you get to the main part of the city. There's one right there on the wall, and that's it for here.
Okay. Mm. So you use shards to, like...
upgrade.
This won't let me suck.
You gotta smash it.
Oh.
You could've just pressed square on it, but it's okay. Because even if you use smoke energy trying to get to it, you can just suck it, and it'll give you more smoke energy.
Yes, give it the good suck.
The good old... You don't need the smoke!
Okay, well, I'm getting it just in case.
Stop being a smoke! This is one of my favorite abilities you'll get next. Press options.
Press options, woo.
Now press X.
Okay, press X, okay.
Press X again.
Press X again.
There you go. Okay. Press circle. Circle. And hold R2.
Oh, okay.
Bamf!
Whoa.
That's my favorite ability. And it's like I said, it's like, I told you this before.
It's like a
it's
shotgun.
More like a shotgun, yeah. Definitely. Way more like a shotgun than anything else. But it uses a lot of energy too, so, especially in the beginning of the game, be really careful how close you are to enemies whenever you use it. Because, like, it can kill them in one hit if you're, like, good. Which you are not, Evan.
I'm new.
Stay with Reggie and the boost. Oh. I think we stated this, but we are currently playing your mom. No, we're playing Infamous.
Second son. Be specific.
No, it's the, what if it's the first son? Or even the third son? What the fuck, Evan? Why you gotta be so numberist like that? Like, why is it gotta be the second? What's your fucking problem, bro?
I don't like the way you said second.
Second. Evan, I will take that cinder block that's located by the piano in my basement on beep redacted states like my address and everything and smash your skull in and like the police show up right then.
Wait, was that your actual address or whatever?
Beep redacted is my address, yes.
God damn it. Gage.
I know what you meant.
Gage.
I fucked it up.
You fucked it up.
Hey, it's like... Oh, you mean beep redacted. Yeah, that's my address. Is that what you were trying to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Evan.
Is that your actual address? I say as I'm in your basement.
You drove here, or your mom drove here and everything. Dude, you need a blowjob.
Yeah.
No homo? I knew what we were both about to do. We both leaned back and did the exact same thing.
Oh boy.
Why are you fishing with a buckle sword?
Great minds think alike.
Dude, right.
Yeah.
Or maybe retarded fucks think alike too.
Oh yeah, did you ever watch the movie Wayne's World?
Oh yeah, dude, that's the shit.
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. Did you ever see Freddy Got Fingered?
My family likes to quote that movie a lot. What, can I give this the good suck?
No,
I can't.
No, not yet. Suck.
Not yet. Mm-mm. Okay, so remember that scene whenever he's trying to distract whoever, and he keeps pointing to the floor, and he goes, Ben 4? To Ben 4? So, my dad used to do that to me a lot as a kid, because...
Distract you?
Yes, to distract me. Well, not to distract me, just to confuse me. What a dickhead.
What a fucking cunt.
Dude! Okay, can I give this? No, that's neon.
You don't get neon yet, you faggot. You'll know.
Okay, I'll know. I'll know.
Okay.
So wait, I get smoke and then what?
Tom Green fucked a moose on live television.
Very good.
Freddy Got Fingered is one of those movies that are so bad. It's literally, like, considered one of the worst movies on the goddamn planet. And that's saying something, because there's, like, Son of the Mask and everything that exists.
Transformers exists.
Right! Right! The movie that made me feel like an explosion was insignificant. Like, that is an explosion. What a twist! Bef. Use your shooting ability is a lot better than your melee, because your melee is like, ooh, shot him right in the heart.
It's like doo-doo garbage. Oh, no.
It is big doo-doo
garbage. Hang on. Does anything that I do in this segment matter?
Yes, but you right now, no. But you, in one moment, it will.
What? I shot this guy like 7 times and he
didn't
react.
But like, at least it's not like the melee, because if you don't melee like in a combo style, if you don't mash square on a guy, it'll take like, if you just press it, and then press it, and then press it, it won't kill him all the way.
Smoke dash? Oh,
yeah, nice. Oh, what's that? What's dashing of the smoke? I want to know. Yeah, see, if you don't do it like that, you will die.
Okay, I
see. Or you won't die. The guy won't die. I said that wrong. There you go.
So why are you telling me to not do that?
My bad. Just don't hurt me. Now, this is, since you chose the good path, use Tringle.
Tringle.
Get tringled, bitch!
That's very weird that they changed the color of the button.
Oh, and yeah, because the reason why is because, like, it equals good.
I see, okay.
Well, at the same time, green...
I'm going backwards,
green,
aren't
green
I?
Green would mean good. No, you're going the right way. Look at the mini-map, you faggot.
Okay, I'm
fat
sorry.
Fuck, look out, smoke! Drain it all, quick!
You can't drain it? What? No. That's dumb!
That's stupid! Because it's more like... You know how, like, whenever, like, a giant thing falls and, like, dust flies everywhere?
Oh, yeah, so it's not like, smoke, it's dust.
Basically. Because the concrete bridge fell. Drain the smoke! Just give it a good suck.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
1 minute. Give it a good suck in a minute.
Okay, I'll give it a good
suck.
How
does that Apache helicopter not see you?
Hey, that is my gender.
It's fucking talking about
me. Let me get one.
Bro, it's my last pod.
Just one.
You can smell the mint pod. No. It's tobacco, though. That's why I'm like, it's my last pod. Let me play. You can hit that one.
No,
one. Let me play a bit. All right, you got to chit-chat. We gotta do this, bro.
Yeah, we got to do this.
We got to get going.
This is straight-up commentary. Oh, you're getting a new thing here.
Yes, yes. Ooh. This is. You've played this, brother.
Yes, I know. I played the bad guy version.
It's just, like, the levels are the same.
Yeah.
You gotta commentate, brother.
Yeah, we gotta commentate, brother.
Time to give it a shot. I get a...
Go, Rocket!
go, Inspector Boosty Boo.
Do you remember,
No.
Okay, so do you remember that one scene in, Wayne's World?
No.
Where fucking...
Literally no one.
They're talking about not selling out while they're, like, putting a whole bunch of, like, product placement in their movie.
Don't. Oh, dude. That's fucking a good ass scene.
I love that scene so much.
Like, don't sell out, bro. And he's like drinking a Pepsi. Like, driving like.
He's like, yeah. You see, I feel like most people only do things for money. And then he takes a drink of the Coca-Cola, and then he looks at the camera, holding it up, and he smiles.
Yeah, I haven't seen Wayne's World in a long ass time, because, like, it's been a while, but we've got to have to watch it sometime, brother. Hello?
Hello, mother. How are you doing,
my
mother?
My controller is ringing, which I enjoy in my ear holes.
Yes. You know what I enjoy?
Your dick in my ball?
No, I enjoy tea.
Go out.
And music, and records, and stuff.
Well, it's 2019! Why do you enjoy records every time you talk about records, or bring records to school? But at the same time, I do the same shit.
Yeah. You geek out over the records that I have.
Yeah, deadass. I'm like, dude, can I have just this one, bro? Just.
I need to get some Alice Cooper. That's what I need to do.
Cooper Alice? Fuck!
But yeah, he was actually on, he was actually in Wayne's World.
Alice Cooper?
Yeah, Alice Cooper.
Just like, not David Copperfield, what the fuck?
No,
that's the magician. I was thinking of, fucking...
Aerosmith?
No!
They were in the second movie.
No, I'm not talking about them. Those are gay facts. I don't want to talk about them.
No, they're not.
That.
I have one of
their 45s.
I'm talking
about the Labyrinth. David Bowie.
David Bowie. You forgot David Bowie's name?
I didn't
what is wrong with you?
I didn't forget. I just forgot.
David Bowie
I would
is
never
like...
forget Bowie David. What the fuck? What is happening? Evan, ooh, help.
Drain the smoke.
Duh.
I actually have The Labyrinth on DVD.
I'm teleporting! I'm stuck inside.
Oh no. Oh no.
I'm just... Look.
What did you do?
I am not.
Gage!
Help!
Okay, so what's happening is he got kind of stuck in the map. Like, I think he, like, clipped through the floor. And now he's inside of a car. And he's not supposed to be.
What's it to you?
Because that's not a thing you can do in this game. Jesus, we are 32 minutes in.
You are incapable.
Why do you have pliers? Were you pulling your teeth last night? That is hot.
God damn. Y'all ever have that moment?
Y'all ever have that moment where you just, you know, pull your teeth out? No, just me? Okay.
I'll beat my meat back and forth.
Harder, daddy. No, actually, don't.
Do you want to play an expert or normal?
Normal.
Okay.
God damn, that's pretty gay. My game just kind of, like, became gay.
Yep. Are you going to kick it out of the house now?
Yeah, because okay. It's a homosexual.
Dude, let me play.
No, dude, you're like a big old homo. Do you know how to do the car boosty?
No, I don't know how to do the car
boost. Just get on top of a car. The boost. No, the boost. Just fall already. I won't ready to die.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, he actually dies? Is that what fucking happens here?
Later, yeah. Ooh, probably,
shit,
honestly.
Spoilers.
I think this game's been out since, like, what, 2013? Since the PlayStation 4 has been out, this game has been out. Come on.
Okay, whatever.
Alright, I think that's the end of episode, gay as fuck for us.
Gay as fuck grumps?
No, that's too close to game grumps, bro, we're gonna get sued. Okay. This may become a regular thing, this may not, maybe, I don't know.
I hope it does, because this has been delightful.
This has been pretty gay, if I do say so. I would like you to feel you in my butthole now, so I'm gonna end this podcast. No, I'm fine.
Okay, we may be misleading here, but we're not gay, trust me.
We are
trust me, we're not.
I mean, we're okay with gays. We are just personally not gay for each other.
Yeah.
I would totally let Evan touch my pee-pee. At most, suck it, but definitely not let him get on.
Like, I'm okay with gay people as long as that's not your entire personality.
Right, if you're like flamboyant gay and it just kind of gets annoying.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm okay with you, it's just annoying.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, anyway.
I'm okay with it.
Enough about being not homophobes. We are not homophobes. Completely fine with homos. If you're a homo, thanks for joining us. If you are not a homo and you are in fact a hetero, like me and Evan are totally hetero. Thank you for saying hi. Well, have a lovely, lovely, lovely whatever insert time frame here. Afternoon, day, whatever it be.
Yes. Right now it's almost noon.
Oh, it is? Shit. Go home. Get the fuck out of my house. I haven't known.
Okay.
See you guys.